Hello, Peppers. We are back for 2K24. But instead of continuing as a classic podcast in a market, frankly, with more groupthink than Scientology, we are becoming a draft podcast. We can't promise consistency. We can't promise insight. Hell, we can't even promise effort. But we can promise that we will relentlessly take the piss out of the fantasy community, other podcasts, players, coaches, and even at times, cities themselves. Look out, Perth, we are coming. Most importantly, we're just going to take the piss out of each other. Like Miller's picks today, frankly, just terrible. And what we are doing today is drafting our top 10 forwards and seeing who has the better list. Here we go!
Paper, scissors, rock on air to see who gets the draft first.
Okay. Go on.
Can you see me at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see you. Hang on.
Go, hang on. One, two, three.
I did scissors too.
Yeah, we did scissors too. Okay. This is top quality pod work.
You got one more. Right.
One,
two, three.
Okay. Let's go again. One, two, three.
Right. Hey.
All right, I went rock and Doe went paper for the listener. So rock loses.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to start putting it up on YouTube like other heroes in the community.
Let's not. I was gonna hold the bagging out of Heft to the latter segment where we bag out things in the community. But my God, video pods, really? Horrible. And Heft blinks like it's going out of fashion. It's just
bang.
You got a good voice for radio, Hef, and a good head for radio, and a pair of eyes for radio, and stick to pods.
Anyway, first, well, yeah.
Do you want to go first or second? I guess the choice is yours.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to take the first pick. Don't say any advantageousness to second. The first forward I'm going to say is. I'm just going to go with McRae. I think he'd be the best forward again.
Well. Yep.
Bailey Smith would be out. I'm sure we'll be seeing lots of updates from him on his Instagram. But now McRae, I reckon he'll be number one forward this year. I really think he carried an injury last year. From watching him live, his running power was just decreased. But yeah, that's as much insight as I've got.
Yeah, he's the only one capable of the forwards and probably capable of going huge. And the ceiling's why you bought him. But he could get Bevo'd, which is probably the only asterisk there.
Yeah. You?
I am going to go, and probably this is where it gets a little dicey. I'm going to go Sam Flanders because I bought into the hype. And I like what he's doing, but you've got a new coach, which is a question. But the forwards are shallow, and I've got a good feeling about Sam Flanders based on nothing except hype.
Yeah, he racks up points more than a Qatari businessman racks up frequent flyer points. But he...
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know about... There's going to be a lot of I don't know thrown around here. Yeah. I literally got fantasy 10 minutes ago, but...
Yeah, I've got serious pod rust. We'll shake it off.
Well, just fantasy footy knowledge rust. But yeah, Flanders... Had him in some keeper leagues last year, so he's a prodigy. I hope comes off well. With pick three, I'm gonna go. I think this might be a little bit out there. Maybe Shire Bolton. I think he's one who could just explode out of nowhere. His top end is so good that if he his main like manages to play at his peak for a whole season, he could be good. But he could run where it's like he only shows up in. Every few weeks because he's he's like top levels too hard to maintain. I don't mind.
If this is where it gets weird because there's a whole lot of there's probably half a dozen players you could take at pick three or four which are roughly the same, but I don't trust any of them. So yeah, it's just a lucky dip at this point, I think. And I'm going to go, like I said, I could go half a dozen players. I'm going to get Caleb Daniel.
Yeah. The only thing smaller than your balls with that pick is his body.
Oi, that's not. It's pretty ballsy, isn't it? Like he can be real shit.
Surely not. Surely, if we pulled up his average career averages, they've been pretty across the board. Okay.
You couldn't take both of them though, could you? If you were drafting McRae and Daniel.
I guess in draft you probably could. In classic, you might not want to take that risk. Yeah. But we don't talk about classic anymore.
No, but not currently, and I haven't even looked at the price. But I'm reckoning you wouldn't be able to afford both of them. I don't think you'd justify.
Oh yeah, how's all with all the draft, the buys and stuff in draft? This is going to be bloody carnage this year.
Yeah, it will be. It depends on, and it'll depend on whether or not you want to start round zero or not. I know we're in the league, we're not starting round zero. You can't even tell me what you want.
Yeah, fantasy clearly keeping up with the times.
I guess that makes sense. Like,
yeah, what about the leagues that are just blood hungry and like to just be absolute, what's the word? Chaos. Survival of the fittest. What about them? They didn't think about those leagues, did they?
Yeah. No, no, you need hardcore, the hardcore people with the big leagues. I think so. So what is it? We are at, it must be you, pick five.
Five, yeah. I'm calling for change at the top. You took Daniel. I'm writing this down so we can post it before
ever up. Yeah, maybe we could like it.
And then we can, see what the all them together. 50 people listening to this train wreck think of it.
Yeah, chumps they are.
I'm going to go for the next pick. I'm going to go Keys is a bit of a flyer.
Keys? Ben Keys? Sure. I don't even have him on my top 30 list.
Now that I say that, it almost feels indefensible.
I don't know. I haven't looked at him, but the list I've been using is a bit funny. It's just like a list of highest averages, and it kind of jumps around positions. An averaging of 76 from last year. I mean, fuck, he could get better,
But he just showed like in the midfield.
Yeah, and I guess it's not terrible because, a lot of these forwards I just don't trust, and they're all kind of, at best, they're, 90 averaging forwards. At worst, they're like 70 averaging forwards, and a lot of them can flip flop. I mean, I'd look at going someone like a Dusty or Moore or a Toby Green, but I really don't trust.
All right, pick him then.
I will. I'm going to take Moore.
Of the Dylan variety?
That's it. Is there more of them? A Ponk?
Fun fact, our old retired host, Nug, his last name is Moore as well. So
that's true, Which is ironic because we won't see any more of him. He has retired.
No.
Yeah.
He retired after round five every year anyway.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. He retires and then comes back for next year.
He was a big Moore fan as well, too.
He does love when he sees more of Moore or hears more about Moore.
Right. Yes, D. Moore. So what's that up to? What if we up pick seven? Are you going to pick seven?
Tell you what we don't need more of.
What's that?
More buy rounds.
Oh, no, we don't. Actually,
tell you what we don't need more of. People trying to make most relevant or deck of DT lists.
Oh, 100%. There is way too much of that. I have nothing left for my bag and people out. We could make it not a segment. We could just do it as we go by. Yes, deck of DT.
Yeah.
There's some good information in there. Pumped up, I think. They're just... There's a lot of players in there that aren't relevant at the end of the day, especially like that top 50 relevant from the coaches panel. They turn out too many.
If one had to go, what would go?
I would keep the deck of DT. Because that's as Nug was saying yesterday, it's done by the community. Apparently you just ask them to write and they let you write. Because I was saying, I don't like them because they've never asked me to write. And Nug's like, you just have to ask them. Well, take that back then. They should approach me because I'm pretty cool. But and they do a lot of, someone was saying they do like ranges of outputs. Like this guy's going to, score between 70 and 90 points. What's the use of that? Put your balls on the line. Pick a figure.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's way too much wish-washing in preseason, which is why the next player I'm going to pick, I'm going to give an exact average that I think.
Go on.
That I think Taylor Adams at Sydney is going to average 90.
I don't mind this. That's the
park.
That's
oh,
the
I key. Just said if he stays on the park, fuck that. He's going to stay on the park and he's going to average 90.
I can see he's not going to stay on the park, but he'll average 90, but not often.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The only... I won't say that. I have lines that I won't cross.
Unlike Bailey Smith. Bong. Yes, or really Clayton Oliver. Mate, that's in the mids next week, but I'm not trusting him for that reason.
I was about to throw him on the bus.
Yeah.
But, I wish him all the best, but I hope Melbourne have a terrible year.
Yeah,
who do you hate the most? What team do you hate the most?
Collingwood. Easy. After the grand final last year, which I did in the fantasy offseason.
Oh, true.
Oh, that's $500 down the drain. Oh, that was gone pretty.
Unlucky.
Got abused a lot.
That sucks.
And it was a terrible, terrible way to lose a grand final.
It would suck to go to a losing grand final.
Oh, especially when you lose 4 points at the end. No. Not fun. Not fun at all. And that's the second losing grand final I've been to, actually. So I'm 2-2 now.
Did you go to any of the three-peat?
Yeah, I went to 2002, 2003, and 2004.
Okay.
But,
so that's what you meant. You're 2-2. I thought you meant you were two out of two.
No, okay. No. I'm wins and two losses. But yeah, going to the grand final, the last time I'd been was 2004. Very different experience. Security and technology is a lot tighter now. You can't
Could you take an esky in 2004?
No, but I did just, like, I literally, in 2003, I just.
Did they have electronic scoreboards then? Or was it still with people?
But they did. They had 2000, and they had pass outs back then. Do you remember those?
And nah, I've never had a pass out.
Paper pass out. So when you walked out of the ground, they just gave you a little paper ticket, and a dude.
So they were at the tennis.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And someone got kicked out and gave me his pass out, and I walked in. I didn't even pay for like 2002. That was fantastic.
So they kicked him out, and then
yeah,
as he's getting
out.
Dragged out by the cops, they
he's
hand
like,
him a pass
have a
out.
Pass out. I'm like, cool.
Take me back. Good old days. It was funny. I was at the Boxing Day test, and it was weird. It was like they let people scull beers, and then after like 3 or 4 p.m., if you scalded one, you just got kicked out straight away.
Oh, really?
And I saw this guy stand up, and he was like, going to scull a beer, and then his mate started yelling at him, like, don't, security's coming down, security's coming around. And then he turns around and goes to security, like, all right, are you guys all good? Like, you got a problem? And they're like, no. And he's like, if I scull this, will you kick me out? And they said no. He sculled the beer, and they dragged him out straight after.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, what a burn from security.
Yeah, wankers.
That's a dick move from them. Just go, bad luck, man. Out you go.
I don't rate that, but what I don't rate is that we said we were going to keep it short.
I know,
sharp.
We haven't. Let's reprove some players. My turn. What is it, like pick 8 or something?
Yeah, pick 8. I think the reminiscing is nice because we're not giving any good fantasy insight. So
no, we're not. They can pull. Yeah, well, why not? I'm going to take Charlie Curnow because I think it's a big year of key forwards. And the forwards have been messed up position-wise. And I think the keys are going to come back into it. So someone like Curnow did really well last year with an average of 87. The Blues are going to get better, so I think that's going to pick up. Especially with Harry McKay coming back and taking a little bit of the heat off. So I could see, a few of the key forwards doing well. And Curnow, been underrated your last few years. So I'm big on him.
Yeah, I can't even rip you for that. It would have been my next pick. So.
Oh, nice.
I guess. Nice one, man. Good pick.
Hooray.
I guess I'll just play a reasonably straight. I wouldn't say it's a straight bat. I'll go Richarlison with my next one.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Just because he's like start of last year, I remember he was going pretty well, so he might be able to do that again.
You got Keys and Richarlison. You know, this is like a single season draft, not a keeper league year. They're very keeper league picks.
Well, Keys is what? How Keys would be? He'd be
youngish. Yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah, I've got Adams too, having with Chris. I got a mix of old and young.
Yeah. It's not bad. I don't see Richelli being. I think he'd be good this year and a very good keeper league pick for the future, but I don't see him smashing it and being a top forward.
All boom or bust.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a lot of upside. And I don't know, he'd probably be a good. Actually, I don't know what his price is, but it's the kind of upside that you'd look at it for in Classic. But yeah, I can't find it. It's probably got spelling his name wrong. 649. No, you couldn't do that. Mid-pricey. Yeah, you could maybe. No, but we're not talking Classic. Let's move on to my pick, and I'm going to go back.
There's enough people doing Classic podcasts that give that I'm an R over every pick.
That's true. So yeah, I'm going to say don't pick Richelli in Classic. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it. Okay, let's flip back. I'm going to go back up the list of actual players and pick Toby Green. Yeah, I don't like the guy either, but I think he's got a real big ceiling, and he can dominate games. And it's always catchy on his fantasy score because he's the kind of the Rioli type who can dominate games without doing a whole lot.
Tell you what else he's got a big.
What?
Head.
That's true. I wondered where you're going with that, but he does have a big head. And a big foot that he likes to kick people in the face with.
Yes. And you know what they say about big feet.
Big shoes.
My next pick is going to be... I reckon I'm going to go a guy who's just... Like, just a better bloke than Toby Green. Danny Zorko will be my next pick.
I actually quite like Zorko, but it's popular opinion that he is not
a good bloke. You like Dane Zorko?
I like Dane Zorko. He was the Lions captain for years. And he just seems like a nice bloke when he's on TV.
Yeah, apart from when he's making...
Cheating on his misses, or you're hitting people in the balls or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Got a couple of incidents there.
Or abusing umpires.
He's not Butters.
He's not in the forwards.
No, we're doing when we get to the mids. I was going to make a shirt and just has that picture of like a pen and paper ink, like a highlight of the pictures of Butters pointing at the girl on the sidelines, just screaming at her. And says Butters is a jerk.
Vindication.
Yes.
However old you are, man, who hates a person in their early 20s and has hated him since they were 18.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Since he was like 17 and I didn't get him on the draft and Doosma dicked me, I've hated him. And I'll keep hating him for no reason. So where do we go? Is that my pick again, is it? Or is it you take? I took Green, so you must be up.
Yeah, and I took Zorko. So
then you took Zorko, right.
Have you reached the age that dementia's done early onset?
God, it's not far away. I turned 40 over the off-season. That was fun. Yeah.
The off-season.
I guess when our birthdays are the off-season.
You can't have birthdays during
the fantasy season. No. When shit gets real. You've got to have them when there's no football on. I'm going to keep going along this random tangent we've gone of taking punts. Luke Jackson.
Yeah, he was mine, especially because we know almost guaranteed that Sean Darcy will miss around 6 to 8 weeks of the season. Yeah,
if he rocks,
as he always does. So, yeah, and that way you'll get enough points from Jacko those weeks, I reckon.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, anything else you want to say about Jackson?
Not really. It's the ruck upside. He can tear a game my heart. They have previously hated him, but the forwards are shallow and he's got that ruck upside. So, yeah, I'm prepared to take a punt, especially as you said, because Darcy will probably be injured.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Joey Danaher with my next line.
Very nice. I actually had
think he was so good last year. I think he'll continue on that path.
And it is. It's year of the keys, as I said before. So, you know, big forwards are going to do well.
Yeah, that's why I picked Ben, you idiot.
Hey, I don't mind that. As a joke, I paid. Wanted to do a draft recently today, actually, and we took Danaher pick 131. It was an auction draft. He started at 235 and went all the way into 131, and then Nug was making fun of him for spending so much of him.
But how does an auction draft work?
So everyone's got picks. You know, it's just you allocate the draft order 1 to 10, and then you get all your picks up to 250, because we auctioned the first 250, and so, you know, you get your picks up front. So I got, you know, 10, 11, and then 21, 22, and whatever it was, and so forth up to 231. And then they bring up a player, so they ranked the players by average, I think it was, the first 250, and so they randomly generate a number. And then they pull out the allocated player, and everyone bids on him with whatever pick they want to use.
Ah.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. It's the first time I've done it. It's been going for a long time.
Yeah, that would be. Category League would also be good, as on.
Category League.
In draft, but there's more chance of fantasy becoming obsolete than them doing anything that the people want, so.
I think so. Yeah, especially updating that website, which is never going to happen. That's another bugbear of mine. Fucking update your website, AFL Fantasy. Warnie, get on it. It's poo. Yeah,
come on, Warnie. Stop sitting around, mate. So you don't put in any work to fantasy or the community.
Yeah, what have you been doing for years? him and Pete. Yeah, and that's that bird that goes around all the trainings. Boy, they're doing nothing.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah.
Nuffies that go to trainings, like, what? Like, get a job.
Well, yeah. I would say they're probably unemployed.
It's a good chance of that, yeah. They do provide good information, though. I'll give them that, but, like, I don't know where they find the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm not complaining at all. I love reading training reports, but sometimes you just, some of the things you see get poked, like, there'll be just a photo. Like, some of the reports you say are just absolutely hilarious, like, that they get reported on. Like, a guy runs a lap, and they'll go, he looked really good running his laps today.
Like, oh, the little proppy in his lap today. You're like, come on.
Yeah, like, sorry, what are your medical experts?
Yeah.
We're not complaining, but as we said, anyone and everyone is in the crossfires of the BEP. And we take the piss out of ourselves more than anything. We've already mentioned multiple times how low quality, low budget, low listening we have.
Yeah.
So don't feel like...
Noah is literally in the dark right now.
Oh, yeah. We started... This is how long we've been going for. We started in the light and it became dark.
You don't have lights in your house? Or you just couldn't be bothered turning them on?
The candles aren't in this room, so...
I don't know what's going on.
Spent too much money on the BEP audio setup.
High quality audio. Well, we're not doing video pods like Hef and Wiser, so we can be in the dark. It's okay.
Yeah, there's quite a few video pods, I think. Do the traders do it?
It's getting crazy. I don't think they do. Oh, they do actually do full pods, but it's up on AFL, not YouTube. It's not a YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another three heads for
radio. At least they've got a proper setup, though, where they're all in the same room and they take the piss out of each other. And it's not just Hef looking at a camera.
I'll give it to the ball boys, though. They've got faces for YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. Not Hatchout. They don't. Especially not Nathan. Someone asked me to take the piss out of Nathan, so there you go. He doesn't look good. And he always gets 8 when he's scoring. Yeah. Not good at fantasy. Not good in the mirror. That guy.
Yeah, as you'll note, you will never ever see the BEP uploaded anywhere. So take from that what you will. Now what we think of our appearances.
Yeah, no, I'm YouTube. Not the most handsome man alive. Top 10 maybe, but not the most. Yeah, like Fabio after he got hit by the swan. Was it a duck?
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah, asking you about Fabio, you're probably too young for that.
No, I think I know what you mean.
Do you remember he was on a roller coaster? He got hit by a duck and then screwed his face up forever?
No.
That was funny. Anyway, where did we get up to?
I just picked Joey.
Oh, that's right.
And this is your seventh player.
Ooh, my seventh player. Okay, and we're getting a little skinny. Actually, I'm going to take Dusty. I still don't know what to rank of Dusty. He's actually like second or third on the averages from last year, but I just don't trust him enough to take him highly. And I also think they could potentially phase him out of the game because he's getting old and they got a new coach. But maybe the new coach goes back to doing what he knows and just chuck Dusty in the guts and he goes nuts. Risk reward there.
Yeah, I doubt that'll happen. I think if he stays in the park, he'll always average all right because he just knows how to get the ball and stuff. But for me, he's just getting so old that his body becomes a question.
Yeah, he's got a fall at some point.
Dude, can I pass on my next three picks?
No.
And just use the extra bench spots on the rest of them.
You get the other positions. Take some more bids. Yeah, nice. No, we're not quite at that point yet. You'll have to take more punts.
There's bugger all here. I'm almost might pick Bailey Smith and hope he makes it back from his injury. I'll go Jezza, I think.
Yeah,
he'll give you some monster scores. He'll give you some huge ones. I still think he's the best forward in the game.
Oh, the actual forward, not fantasy forward. Yeah, when he's on.
He had
some amazing games last year.
You had a one game thing where you had to choose one player to play for you in real life.
Oh, yeah.
I would choose him.
Someone was saying he's got the, if you look at him, he's got the highest shorts in the AFL. You notice that? Like he wears his shorts.
I don't normally look at men's legs, but yeah, if you do, then
high shorts. Fine. Yeah.
Maybe it's the secret to success.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, maybe I'll start wearing my shorts high when I do fantasy.
Maybe I'll just start wearing shorts so high that I don't even wear shorts. Just go to the gym tomorrow and be jocks.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We really, really struggling with this quickfire pods. Maybe we'll be better with the next one. Let's fire out a couple more picks. I'm going to go Heaney because he is like a yo-yo, but if he comes good, he'll be all right. And at this kind of pick, I'm prepared to take a punt.
Yeah, I was thinking about him. Then next one, I reckon, who does Sydney have in the ruck? I don't want to sound like an idiot.
Who does Sydney have in the ruck? There was a big story on the trade books last year about that. Yeah, I feel
like they got
someone. Serious?
I feel like they got someone.
They got Grundy. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't, mate. I was overseas.
Oh, that's right. You're overseas. Yeah, no, they got.
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. Yeah.
Toast.
Yeah, no, I do remember that now. But it was actually quite hard keeping out with the trade things because it was at 4 a.m.
And forward rucks.
Blind drunk, and then you'd be like, whoa, what new trade up in?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be checking the trades. No, you wouldn't be. That's probably one of the biggest fantasy stories that came out is that Grundy's now probably one of the top, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 rucks.
Oh, I hate that I've gotten fantasy. I'm probably going to end up spending 2 hours on it tonight. This is why I tried to keep myself off it. Okay, my next pick, let's go Caldwell. He has some really good games.
Cool. He does, actually. Yeah, I've got him on my list. I've got him at 25, so I suppose we're not too far off that.
Who did you go just before, by the way? I didn't write it down because it was such a bad pick.
Oh, whatever, Dusty.
Oh, yeah. No, before that.
Oh, before that.
No, after that.
Okay, Dusty. I went Dusty, and then I went...
Oh, you went Heaney.
Heaney, yep, yeah. That's Heaney. Sorry. I'm going to go back to the keys, and I'm going to take Taylor Walker.
The Texan. Another good
boy. Texan.
Just feeling
yeah, just, we're just dominating. The forwards are all... This is a... Yeah, that's the line here. The forwards are dicks. Apart from Cameron. Jeremy Cameron. He's a top bloke. He likes to raise
in quality and quantity. Let's just go. I think this is our last one. We got threes. Yeah, this is last pick. So I'm gonna go real out there. Go James Jordan.
Oh, yeah. He is out there. I mean, Did he get traded as well?
Yeah, he's yes. This one now.
That's right. How did you know that James Jordan got traded and not know that Brody Grundy got traded?
Well, because I'm a man of I know very unimportant things. I don't know many important things.
True.
Like, ask me about any political crisis or international problem happening right now, and I won't know what's going on.
We go on everywhere. Ask let's me, take on the war on Palestine. In Palestine. I'm not educated enough to know about that. Both sides sound a bit like dicks, to be honest. But again, I don't know enough to make a real call.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad that I don't, but. I mean, I do know a little bit, but I also was trying to make the point that I know far more about far less important things.
That's true.
That was just an absolute shit show. So get the last pick and let's fucking get out of here.
Yes. All right, last pick. I'm going to take Ainsworth. I think he's on the up and up. I'm liking what Gold Coast are doing. Had a good year this year. Again, the coach is a bit of a question mark, but... Had him in keeper league for the last few years. I like what he's doing.
I like him. What?
Yes. How did we go with our sides? We'll have to put them up on Twitter.
Yeah. Do you want me to read them out or do you want me to put them
up? Chuck them up. Keep people guessing.
Yeah, I'll put it up. So if you don't follow us on Twitter, unfortunately, if you want to see them, you're going to have to. So suck in. Engagement farming.
Yes, go on Twitter and like read about what you just listened to.
Yeah, and whip into us.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want something to get roasted as well, just tell us. We will go anywhere and everywhere, regardless of what our actual opinion on the matter is.
Yeah, we might stick a little poll up to see if people actually like the Dream Team, deck of Dream Team, and the top 50 most relevant. And then do one of those.
Yeah, I think that will generate some good discussion.
Yeah, again, if there's something you want the piss taken out of, let us know. Happy to take the piss out of
it. I doubt this will mean anything to you, Miller, but we might become the Stephen A. Smith and Max. No one even knows his last name, Max, of the fantasy world. They're just two talking heads on ESPN that just spout absolute nonsense.
Oh, okay.
I can't pass.
I don't know. There's a lot of those on ESPN. I used to watch... I used to watch Mike and Mike, and I don't follow American sports, so I had no freaking idea what they were talking about. But they just crap onto each other a million miles an hour for like an hour. I was like, it's kind of funny to watch.